The poem Sleep, which I read, began as a kind of, I was angry because I had terrible insomnia. So it began as a kind of riposte to sleep, which wouldn't come. And I was sitting there wide awake, and I wrote most of my first book, Half-Life, in the middle of the night during this period of insomnia. And I was sitting there kind of half awake, wanting sleep to come. And so I got up and I wrote a poem. I thought, what if I read a poem commanding sleep to come? And it would have to be kind of playful, and ultimately it would have to be kind of seductive. And imagined sleep as kind of a wind spirit or something that might come down through the city, and imagined what it would be like if you were able to see New York from on high, sort of in the crepuscular twilight as it darkened into evening. And that's where the poem came from. It was originally much longer. There was much more description of the city, but I couldn't get the poem to hinge in the right way to come into, sort of make that transition into the bedroom. And I realized that the balance of the poem was just off. And although there was a lot of writing I liked in the first half, it had to kind of hit the cutting room floor for the sake of the movement that I wanted the poem to have at the very end.